This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let's talk about this potential bubble forming in the Airbnb market. And how resilient is the company's business model and economic downturn? This is actually a stock and real estate question because we could talk about Airbnb stock, which has not performed at extremely high levels. And we can also, you know, I'm invested in Airbnb. It hasn't worked out.
The company? Yeah. Ooh, tell us more.
I bought Airbnb a long time ago.
I didn't know you still had it.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's not. It's not a lot. It's not a lot of money.
That's why I looked over. Like what?
It's not a lot of money, but yeah, it hasn't worked out. I'll tell you that much.
What price you get it in? You didn't call me on this one.
I forgot. But Airbnb is currently at $132. I think it debuted in 2020 at $139. Yeah. Then it got all the way up to
219 intraday. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just been kind of like moving sideways, dropping ever since.
It's about to be back to where it IPO'd at.
Airbnb, speaking of InvestFest, we got somebody actually, I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Airbnb is a very interesting company because it's revolutionized the world, really. And you know, has given hotels really a run for their money. It's really the Uber of hospitality. Mm-hmm. And you know, where anybody can now, like how Uber, anybody could have became a cab driver. Mm-hmm. Now anybody, you know, you can just rent your house out or rent your apartment out. Brilliant idea. It's actually one of the best ideas that I think I've ever heard of. But like all good things, there's going to be challenges. Mm-hmm. And the hospitality lobby is extremely strong. And they have attacked them, and they have successfully caused them lots of issues. A lot of cities have banned Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. A lot of buildings have banned Airbnbs. A lot of regulation. You can only Airbnb half the year. You can't sublease the Airbnbs. They've faced a lot of issues. So academics actually even posted it.
I got the screen
it's
up
reached
here.
His radar. So yeah, let's talk about it.
You want to go over the cities?
Okay. So these are the cities, top 10 cities for Airbnb collapse. Orlando, Florida, down 34%. Panama City, down 34%. Seattle, Washington, down 35%. Lakeland, Florida, down 35%. New Orleans, down 37%. Breckenridge, Colorado, down 37%. Denver, Colorado, down 38%. Nashville, down 39%. Salisbury, Maryland, 39%. Asheville, North Carolina, 42%. San Antonio, Texas, 43%. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, down 45%. Austin, Texas, down 46%. Phoenix, Arizona, down 47%. And the number one is Sevierville, Tennessee, is down 47. Who was paying $6,200 to stay in Sevierville, Tennessee?
What's around there?
That must be, I don't know, what's in Sevierville,
Tennessee? What's going on over there?
But all right,
somebody let us know. Inform
due
us.
To our journalistic integrity,
people
said this data is skewed, which it can be. My larger point that I do want to address, though, first is the stock, and then we can go to the business model. I don't think the Airbnb stock is dead, but I think it has been severely affected, like you said, by legislation. So number one, like if you don't have legislation on your side, you definitely don't want to be attacked if it's not going to be in your favor. Airbnb is a great idea that is probably poorly executed and is a beneficiary of a ton of funding, but the management team isn't reflective of the amount of funding that they receive. Hmm. Stock is on the up and up a little bit. Everything has bounced up this year just because hedge funds and pension funds have to rotate money. So that's not really indicative of their performance. I think they need to change some of these rules. Yes, it was an innovative idea to disrupt, but also when you try and disrupt the market, the existing players that are there are going to push back heavily. Hotels have adjusted incredibly well. And let's be honest, Airbnbs are not the safest thing to be in. So if there's a chance that something can, like if you have a prominent rapper like Pop Smoke die in one of your properties, and on top of that, if I get one in Atlanta, I got to pay a $250 cleaning fee. I'm like, bro, I ain't going on vacation to fucking mop. No, I'm sorry. There has to be fundamental changes in their business in order to make Airbnb viable. Uber, Airbnb, VRBO, some of those businesses come at the tail end of the last cycle of social media or Web 2.0. The business models just are not as strong. I don't like the stock. The stock should hit 140, then slide back to somewhere around between 110 and 100. It probably won't be back to 219 in a long time. It's one of the stocks that got affected by inflation. Now, could they make an adjustment, some changes in management, restructuring? There's a lot that they can do. There's some people probably from IHG and Hilton that they probably should hire to run the company or add to their board that could give them a stronger push. But overall, I don't like the stock. And for those that have been doing Airbnb for a while, is there still ways to... Because I know Matt gonna clip this up. So shout out to MG. are there still ways to be profitable in Airbnb? Yes, but at scale. Once again, same with colleges. The premise of just rent an apartment anywhere and you can lease it and make money is not as promising or lucrative as was once proposed in 2018, 2019, and 2020. And for that reason, I do not like Airbnb's stock.
So, like I said, business model, Airbnb, Uber. It's kind of similar, and their stock has actually performed kind of similar too. Uber has been sideways since it's opened. It's went up, then came back down, then kind of like a cardiac chart.
Yep, margins are terrible in both businesses.
All right, so Uber is a bad stock also.
Are they coming to InvestFest?
Not currently.
Uber stock's a piece of shit.
Respectfully.
Great innovation. Okay, this is
well. Ian, somebody
Airbnb that, is the equivalent of me using 1990 moves in a 2023 NBA environment. Ian, yes, man. Go ahead.
There's gonna people are gonna say like, look, they weren't profitable. They finally are profitable. Why isn't this good?
Okay, I'll answer that Now I won't even lean on my two favorite cards, Apple and Microsoft. If they're just not profitable and they're barely better than, let's say, like Wynn, let's just take real estate. We're going to say Airbnb is a real estate company. Are they better than, let's say, McDonald's?
Oh, no, not Airbnb. I'm saying Uber.
Are they better than Tesla?
No.
We can argue.
But they're different. They're different companies, though. Uber is a
Uber
very
is an exotic
needed
tranche how, of. Go ahead.
How many times a month do you use an Uber?
Ton.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean that it's a good. The profit margin is terrible.
And Uber Eats, forget about it.
Oh boy. Listen, you see my little stove? I don't got a pot back there on that stove. You know what I'm saying?
It's a very useful. Well, that might be an issue, but most people use Uber all the time.
Oh, I forgot that. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi,
We use Uber a lot.
It's tough when you have relationships.
Pledge your allegiance, Ian. You use Uber, and so do we. And I think it's a great invention for
our society. But you bring up a good point. You bring up a good point that maybe they need a new CEO. And I don't want to advocate for anybody to lose their job. But yeah. I think that the business model in Uber is very solid and very useful. Mm-hmm. The profit margin thing, which you mentioned, that could be an issue. Yeah. So, but half of the like I said, I use Uber all the time. I haven't used Airbnb in a long time, but I use Uber all the time.
Absolutely,
and I use Uber Eats even more than I use Uber car service. So I feel that they have an opportunity to be here for the long. I don't see them going away. Cause like, let's think about it. If Uber goes away, nobody's catching cabs anymore. So like, we're screwed.
There's no affirmative action for cabs. It's Uber, right? Yeah. So think about this, right? And even for some of the issues that they had from a safety standpoint, I know that was one of the issues. They've addressed that, right? Even now, when you're in your Uber, if it's not moving, you get the text message like, "Are you okay? Your Uber hasn't moved in 2 minutes." Yeah. They've adjusted to the safety, but what's also interesting is the international play. Right, like we're watching Uber go into countries. We sat down at AfroCon in LA, and we were talking about Uber going to Ghana and Uber coming to Nigeria. So there's still this international play that they still have room for expansion. Like we were in Europe, it was easy. Like catching an Uber was nothing. So there's still some room for growth. I'm not so sure. I'm bearish.
The net income is down $9.14 billion
for this year,
2022.
The income was down. That's surprising because, like I said, I don't know why the income would be down. People using it.
It's a margins game. Like, and if I'm going to be super transparent, any business that like is operating off really thin margins or low price, they usually go through this. Sears has went through this. Like the Circuit City failed and went under because of like. It's all like it works for a period of time when there's an exuberance in the culture or country and spending, or where there's so much money slushing around. But when things get tight, will the business be able to survive? Usually, no. And that's on the enterprise side or on the B2C side. It has to, even in going to the episode in government contracting, just because you put in the lowest bid does not mean you're going to get the offer because you offer the lowest bid. You may not be able to fulfill the services needed. As a result, so please write this down. Everything in business is really about margin.
Yeah.
I know I get criticized and killed for my prices all the time while doing a free show every week. I cannot wait to for all these be pre-recorded. But you need a higher price point to be sustainable. Notice even when Tesla beat those deliveries, right? Yeah. One of the things they talked about is, are we going to increase these prices back so our margins are not dramatically affected? You need that capital to be able to reinvest into the business. So
I'm glad you brought up Tesla because that might be a way to help the margins, right?
Yep.
Autonomous driving. This might be a way. And Steve00 on YouTube, I'm aware that Uber's in Ghana. I was referring to the gentleman who was integral in bringing the company to the country.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.